entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
This is Max and Friends, and happy 2011, everybody. What a year this is going to be. My motto, do it. So what you didn't do in 2010, do it in 2011. Now, you know why I played that song, Spongetta, How You Doing? She'd be in the studio. Because she was like one of the hottest things of 2010 for a minute, but everyone knew who Spongetta was. So that leads me to tell you all that tonight, we have a special edition of Shoutback with Nico Bloom. She's going to be here in just a moment. And I got to tell you what we're going to do. A year in review, 2010. What's on your mind? Do you dare to call us at 323-203-0815 to let us know what's on your mind from 2010? So many things happened. I printed out so many pages today, so we got a good show coming up. So I think the only way to really do it is let's play. What are we going to have, Ronan? Shout Back with Nico Bloom. Tell him, everybody. Shout Back with Nico Bloom. Only on Max and Friends. Let it all out, Nico Bloom. Happy 2011.
Oh, and happy 2011 to you and everyone as well.
Are you ready to review 2010? What a year it was, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. A very interesting year. We have lots to talk about. Yes, we do.
And speaking of lots to talk about, I got to start off with saying hi to Vinny and, of course, to Caesar. And happy birthday to Mama Makeup and my girl Stacy. So I just want to get that out of the way before we get 2010 recapped. You know what I'm talking about? And I got to give a quick shout out right now to Delta. Go to Delta.com. Flights are on sale now because they got me to Florida, and that's where I am now. 85 degrees. Sorry for the mumbling, everyone. The humidity is killing me. But how was your New Year's Eve, Nikki?
My New Year's was interesting. Lucky you, being in the warm, sunny Florida. I was in Vermont, where it was almost the temperatures of where you're at. I was supposed to go snowmobiling, and they called me to cancel that because there was not enough snow for that. So turned out just as well. It was a wonderful weekend of shopping.
Good for you.
For those New Year's resolutions.
You know what? New Year's resolutions, my motto is to do it. So whatever you didn't do last year, do this year. I had the most fun down here in Florida, from the W Hotel in Fort Lauderdale to the clubs in Miami to Boca. I have spent so much time in the car, and I had a great driver, so thank you so much for that. And we had a lot of fun, Nikki. It was a lot of fun, Florida, as you say.
Oh, it is. I miss it. I'll be back there soon enough.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's just get into 2010. So you know what? I want to start, Nikki, with the top 10 internet searches of 2010. This list is going to surprise you. It will surprise you. Okay.
And then we're going to
break it down. So it's a top 11 list. Number 11 was our boy Antoine Dotson. Y'all know him right here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio with millions of hits on YouTube. Britney Spears, Number 10, number 9, American Idol, 8, Justin Bieber, 7, Megan Fox, 6, the iPhone, 5, Lady Gaga, 4, Kim Kardashian, 3, Miley Cyrus, 2, the World Cup, and guess what number 1 was, Nikki?
Number 1.
That's top internet search.
Number 1. Throw it at me.
This is incredible. You know, there's man-made disasters, global sports, pop culture leading ladies and a young man. There's gadgets that begin with an I. But you know what? Never since a long time has there been a natural – well, this wasn't a natural, a man-made disaster. The BP oil spill. In 2010, you ready for this? Some 631 million people checked in to find out what was going on with the Gulf of Mexico and the BP oil spill, putting it first in history to take a number one spot that had nothing to do with entertainment or celebrities.
Did you look it up?
No, it was all over the news.
Neither.
But 631 million people did.
Wow, that's why I asked, because that's a lot of people to look it up, and I wasn't one of them.
Well, you know what? The thing is that's interesting with the BP oil spill is, and especially now with Facebook and Twitter, you don't even need to watch the news or look things up because they're right on your Facebook homepage. Friends write about it, post the video, you know, or if you listen to Lisa Lampanelli, she'll tell you to clean an oily pelican. You know, so that was an interesting rundown. It's really amazing that with everything that happens in this world that – look at this. Britney Spears, Justin Bieber, Megan Fox, Lady Gaga, Kim Kardashian, and Miley Cyrus, out of this list, and Antoine Dotson are bigger than any other news stories.
Yeah, it's interesting. It shows where their minds are at.
Well, welcome to society, I guess, right?
And right. Well, that's true, because probably more people, I don't know statistically, but probably more people buy tabloids, Us People, Inquirer, then probably watch the news.
I would agree with that. But you know what? This is more than just watching the news or buying a tabloid, because this is, you know, a global search. So it's kind of really interesting, these global searches that people are engaging in, let's say, and pulling up Miley Cyrus, right? So again, I got to say hi to Vinny, because he just texted me. I got a new phone, Nikki, for 2011, my new T-Mobile G2, no more Sidekick.
Congratulations. It's about time.
Oh, it was the hardest thing. So, you know, what can
probably
I tell you?
Probably easier to search the internet on your phone now.
Well, you know what? The real reason why I got it is because, you know, in 2010, one of the big things that happened to LA Talk Radio is we have our own app. So my phone now is app, friendly, and I can listen to my own show right here. So, and it's a free app on LA Talk Radio for iPhones and smartphones and G2 phones and everything else. But let's backtrack again to 2010, because things are getting good. Androids. Thank you, Ronan. So let's stay in this celebrity mood. Okay. So, you know, there were some big announcements in 2010, one being the announcement that Oprah is going to retire after 25 years. I know you don't care, Nikki.
No, but it is amazing. Even if I'm not a fan, I do think she's a brilliant, brilliant businesswoman. So.
Well, we'll get to that in the middle of the show. But also Larry King, after 25 years, retired.
About time.
And the Wendy Williams Show got picked up for another season.
Love her.
Of course. How you doing? So check that out. All these things going on in that. And now let's get into celebrity weddings for 2010. Do you have any memorable ones, Nikki, that stick out of your mind right away?
Oh, that is a big one. Celebrity weddings. Well, interestingly enough, one of them that does stick out to me is Megan Fox and Austin Green. Now, and the reason is everybody watched Beverly Hills. They watched Melrose. And he was kind of maybe like the nerdy guy on the show. And he wasn't the one getting all the girls. And now he's got what is to be considered one of the most beautiful women in the world. And I think it's great. It's wonderful. And I think they're a great couple.
You know,
I hope they,
you know,
you
the
know,
story.
Survive.
You know, I think the nerdy guys don't cheat. So that's probably why Megan Fox went with him.
Who knows about that one?
Maybe. But you know what's interesting? Because I'm going to read you this list, okay? And what I find interesting is I wrote this list as I found it, okay? And what's interesting about this list is the names that come first. And in some instances, the girls or the guys. I think it really rates on their celebrity meter who's bigger. Because when you break it down, you have Russell Brand and Katy Perry. They got married.
Right.
Who do you think is bigger, Russell Brand or Katy Perry?
Ooh, you know what? I do think Katy Perry is bigger, but that's a tough one because he's got a lot of followers, especially from England. So that's
well,
a tough
according
one.
To Extra, according to Extra, he is his name comes first. Now, interestingly enough, Hillary Duff comes first, and she got married to Mike Comrie.
Okay.
Chelsea Clinton and Mark we'll just call him Mark Clinton because he's probably going to take her title and her last name. I can't pronounce his name. Then Alicia Keys and Swiss Beatz got married. Orlando Bloom got married.
Right,
and Carrie Underwood got married to Mike Fisher. Now,
right.
This is cool. I didn't even know they got married. Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart.
I did not know that they got married either, but that's good.
Yeah.
It's about time. They've been together long enough.
And Sacha Baron Cohen and, you know, his wife.
He gave her a couple of kids. He needed to marry her.
Yeah, so that was a good year for marriages and celebrities. But, you know, Alicia Keys, I think she only got married because she was pregnant. But what can you say? Now, you know what? A lot of celebrities got married this year and a lot lost things. Speaking of losing, the biggest losers of 2010, and I'm talking about weight, Jennifer Hudson. How good does she look?
Oh, well, I have to say, I was at a New Year's party, at a house party, and we were watching the ball drop from New York, and I did not know that it was Jennifer Hudson. I actually was trying to guess and naming other celebrities. Absolutely beautiful. And that, you know, and I like that because it goes to show you she came from, you know, rough surroundings. She's got a lot of talent, and she's like a completely, she's the same person inside, I'm sure, which is great, but a completely different person. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. I think it's an inspiration for 2011 for a lot of people, you know, should be inspired by her.
Well, let me tell you something else. She went from a size 16 to a 6 and dropped 80 pounds.
Amazing. And that's after she just had a baby. Within the last few months, she's had a child.
Well, I have a news update, and thanks to Caesar, that Chile just got hit with an earthquake. So our prayers and thoughts are with Chile. But so then Kelly Osbourne dropped a bunch of weight. Looks amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, it's great. I think it's, you know, it's and talking about this should inspire people for the new year. I mean, it's great because these people were overweight for most of all of their life. They're young.
Absolutely.
But
you know what's interesting now? You know, the girls got all the attention, but, you know, some guys lost weight this year, too. Drew Carey, John Goodman, and Perez Hilton.
Oh, yes. But, Perez Hilton, I have seen, has lost some weight. Yes.
But you see,
you know, it's interesting. I think there is a thing, you know, I think men aren't discriminated upon. In fact, that is a fact, because even salary-wise, men are not so discriminated upon as women are when it comes to the weight. And I've read many articles about salaries and promotions, and overweight men get a lot of promotions and overweight women absolutely not.
No. Well, that's an interesting topic, but we'll save that for hot topics. But, you know, 2010 was a year of farewell, and it was so sad how many, like, celebrities died in 2010, from Gary Coleman, you know, to Malcolm McLaren, to Alexander McQueen, Brittany Murphy. I mean, this list is going to keep going on, but it's just so incredible. You have Rue McCallahan, Dennis Hopper, Lynn Redgrave. Oh, my, it's, like, unbelievable how, like, the list of some, you know, amazing celebrities all passed away. And
It is. It's
Lena Horne. Yeah, I mean, the list continues, you know. And then, of course, Corey Haim. How sad was that?
Yeah, no, it's just all of, you know, it's very unfortunate. Any death is unfortunate and sad. But it's, you know, it's really tragic when it's a celebrity and it's a drug-related overdose or it's a suicide. And, it's very unfortunate. And I think even Casey Johnson from the Air
of
Johnson.
Of course, you're right. Casey
in 2010.
Really, really sad. Well, you know what?
Sad.
The top news headlines, you ready for this, in 2010 were, you ready for, which was a big news headline, was Simon Cowell leaving American Idol.
Well, that is huge. How many viewers does that have? That has, that's what, it's 30 million, 50 million. It's a lot of viewers on that show.
Well, and then, of course, Corey and then Gary Coleman's death was on there. Prince William and Kate to get married. That was a huge story.
Oh, that's very big.
You know, and Tiger Woods.
Oh, scandalous.
Was that not one of the biggest stories?
Scandalous. Well, I think everybody, when they heard that story break, that there was a car accident on his property, and I think a lot of women were like, and she went to help him and broke the window, and he got a bloody lip and had to go to the hospital. I think a lot of women, they knew where that story was going.
Well, that was a good story. And you know what? That's going to bring me into my cheat sheet for 2010, because some good people got cheated on in 2010. And of course, I think this is a bigger story than Tiger Woods, was Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah. Sandra Bullock. You know, interesting, because I like her. I think she's classy. I think she's smart. But, you know, she falls right into the category that pretty much most women do, even if they don't admit it. They like the bad boy, and there he's the perfect image, tattoos, motorcycles. He's a bad boy, and she's a classy, smart woman, great actress, owns her own production company. And there's a perfect example. She got involved with the wrong man, and it happened. It happened.
Okay, but now... what about this? Eva Longoria, man. That was like the match made in heaven.
Yeah, but you know what? I follow my tabloid news, and that match made in heaven, he cheated on her early on in the marriage, right in the very beginning. And she stayed with him thinking it's the, it'll get better syndrome, and it didn't get better. It continued. But she knew, yet again, another bad boy.
And then Elizabeth Edwards.
Another bad boy, actually. There's a whole other word for what he did. I mean, have some mercy, have some respect. Your wife is dying. You know her days are numbered, and you're running around and carrying on this affair, fathering a child. Oh, scandalous, scandalous. It's terrible. How heartbreaking for that woman.
I know, and then she died in the poor woman got cheated on and died in 2010, and you thought your year sucked?
Nothing that bad after that.
Right. Well, speaking of a sucky year for Bret Michaels, the poor guy had his brain hemorrhage.
Oh, yeah. You know, in fact, this is interesting. I remember exactly where I was watching the news in a Dunkin' Donuts after working out, and I looked up and said, Bret Michaels, I'm a big fan. I've been following him a long time. And I was just like, it felt like it was somebody I knew personally. I mean, that's a sad story. Thank God.
I think that's probably the best thing that could happen to him, because it brought him so much attention this year, you know, and he really picked up his game.
Yeah, he did bring him a lot of attention. Then he was on The Apprentice. Actually, it happened when he was on The Apprentice. And, that's tragic. He actually still has to go for open heart surgery. He has a hole in his heart.
Unbelievable. And he has diabetes.
And I've seen him, actually, I saw him perform about 2 months ago. And he is running around stage. You would never know he had any illness. And he's actually this month for
Rob. Well, you know what? He's doing his thing. Keep going. Good Godspeed, Bret Michaels. Have a great year, 2011. But speaking of 2010, someone got a sucky year. Lindsay Lohan, 90 days in jail, back and forth to rehab.
Yeah, self-inflicted.
It is. But you know what? I think she needs a good mother to give her a hug, or she needs to have a black mother to whoop her ass, one or the other.
Yeah,
you know what
both,
I'm talking about? Let me tell you, I'm going to go there. You don't see black kids getting fucked up like this, going to rehab 32 times because their mother will beat them.
They know better. That's true.
Okay, I'm ready to take the heat. I'll take the hate for that. You can email me max@maxtucci.com if you want to write me a hate letter, because I love reading them. And if you want to send me a praise letter, send it there too, max@maxtucci.com. Now, listen, there's been some hot moments in reality TV this year. I mean, last year, 2010. We have the Jersey Shore. Okay, and the Housewives fight of New Jersey. All there was in reality TV was fighting.
Yeah, that's what people like to see, the bad. People like to hear the bad. You know, they like to watch the fighting. They like to know that someone else's life is worse than theirs. But, the Jersey Shore, what an interesting show. In fact, the situation, do you know how much he made for the year 2010?
Save it, because we're going to give the list of celebrities making money. But he made a good amount of money. He made a good amount of money. So that was, a very interesting situation over there, speaking of situations, with that Jersey Shore beat down.
Oh, yeah, there.
But also, you know, in 2011, it was the place where celebrities turned to go to tell their stories. You know, and you have a lot of celebrities. Twitter was a big thing for celebrities in 2010. I wonder if it's going to carry into 2011. So,
I think so. It's part of the publicity.
Well, I know there's going to be a bigger thing than Twitter coming out soon, so we'll talk about that in another show. But speaking of people making money, all right, let's break down this list. Homegirl Oprah, you know, she came in at number one. You ready for how much she made in 2010?
How much?
$315 million.
Wow.
And she does what? An hour a day? She works 7 hours a week, realistically?
Wow. Yeah, that is correct. That's right.
So, and then we have James Cameron at $210 million, Tyler Perry at $125 million, Tiger Woods at $105 million, Beyonce at $87 million. Dr. Phil and Simon, $80 million. Britney Spears, for doing nothing in 2010, made $64 million.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible numbers.
Can you believe this? And you ready for this? Then Lady Gaga made $62 million. Madonna made $58 million. Sandra Bullock made $56 million. Now, this surprised me, Nikki, that Ellen DeGeneres only made $55 million.
Well, yeah, it might surprise you. She's in an hour a day talk show, 5 days a week, but a big endorsement from American Express.
Yeah, well, obviously not that big. Oprah's at 315. And, you know, they're competing in the industry. But Miley Cyrus made $48 million. Now, this is my favorite. Taylor Swift and Judge Judy are tied at $45 million each.
That is great.
Well,
Judge Judy, she's not happy about that one. I could just see it.
Right? Well, let me tell you, I've got to tell you something. A big thing now, this is an unbelievable thing about 2010. And it's funny how someone can go from being broke and living in the projects to allegedly making $50,000 an appearance. OK, and he went public about this. He was on with Carson Daly at the drop for New Year's. Happy 2011, everybody. And Carson said to who's been on our show, and I like to take responsibility for his fame, you know, but Ronan, let's get a snippet of the song, because you all know who I'm talking about. What is he doing, Ronan?
He's slamming your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to break them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to call
me. $50,000 an episode, Ben Intruder, Antoine Dotson.
You know what, though, is interesting about that? On your list, I think he was at number 7, did you say Tyler Perry?
He was somewhere in there. Antoine Dotson is making a fortune doing nothing. I love the kid. I love him because his sister almost gets raped. He comes out with a song with the Gregory Brothers, and he's making 50 grand in appearance. Sorry, people. I just got an update. He's not making 50,000 an episode. He's making 50,000 an appearance. Give me a break. I'm tired. It's been a long weekend. Work with me here. But yeah, he's my buddy, and he's become a good friend. You know, he's been to my house. We chill. Antoine Dotson. He was a huge sensation for 2010.
Entertainment. People pay for entertainment. But that goes back to even where he came from. Tyler Perry, I just wanted to point out,
absolutely,
as I follow, that he's come from nothing. I mean, he was
homeless. He was a homeless guy, and he's ranking in $125 million.
Right, right. That's what makes this country so wonderful, is you can
that
come from
the truth.
Nowhere and do it.
Well, you know what? Speaking of coming from nowhere, except from a sperm and an egg, there were a lot of babies born in 2010. Now, this surprised me, and I didn't know this happened. Did you know Claudia Schiffer had a baby?
I did not know that Claudia Schiffer had a baby. No.
Homegirl got knocked up and has a baby, so congratulations. Mark Lopez has a little girl. John Travolta and Kelly, you know, they made that happen again. Matt Damon, you know, Matt Damon, and I love it, his wife had a baby. Celine Dion had twins. Yeah. Alicia Keys had a baby. Kevin Costner had a baby. And, you know, Matthew McConaughey had a baby. And Elton John, well, he's a father too. And this is what I love, and I didn't even know this, and you told me, you are like, oh, of course she did. Christina Milian had a baby.
Oh, yes, Christina Milian, yes.
With the nightmare.
With the night, that is correct. It's more like the nightmare than the dream. She had a baby, and right after she had her child, she found out that the, quote-unquote, the dream, he's in the music industry, and he was frolicking around on vacation on the beach and with his assistant. That's how she found out that he wasn't hers anymore. Picture the tabloids.
Well, there you go. So it's been an interesting year in death and birth, right? 2010.
That's
now,
for sure.
You know, listen, I could talk all night, Nikki Bloom. You know that about what's going on with celebrities. But there were some big things that happened in 2010 that were quite devastating. You know, in 2010 is going to be remembered as one of the most extreme years for nature. There's been thick blankets of snow all over the U.S. where, you know, there's been like a government standstill for weeks, massive floods, earthquakes, volcano eruptions. So obviously the number one natural disaster of 2010 was the Haiti earthquake.
Devastating.
That was absolutely devastating. And you know what? We reported live about it right away when it happened. We had Melky Jean Wyclef, you know, who ran for president of Haiti. We had his sister on, and the massive response to Haiti was, I think, why celebrities are celebrated, because when there comes a natural disaster, they're like the first ones to help.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people raised. You know, Angelina Jolie donated $1 million.
Oh, the amounts of money that went in were amazing. So yeah. I think, you know, that's why we start off with celebrities, because at the end of the day, they're always the one putting their money where their mouth is and really helping out these natural disasters. Then there was the Icelandic volcano, which was huge, and the Chilean earthquake. So, you know, there's always real stuff going on.
There's a lot going on in Chile between the miners being trapped and now an earthquake. Wow, the Chile's oof.
So, but, you know, it's what it is. 2010 year in review. Now, this is my favorite because, you know, survivor stories have a prime appeal. You know, in the bleakest of circumstances, we're all drawn to tales of what the human spirit can endure. And we had some amazing survivor stories in 2010. Now, although everyone would think that the Chilean miners would be number one, they're actually number two. Because what comes into number one is the Deepwater Horizon crew. And then which is kind of interesting. And then, of course, the Iraq War soldiers. So that's the top three for survivor stories. So it's 2010, man. I'm glad it's over, aren't you?
Well, each year I'm glad it's over. You know, every year is a good year, but it's always nice to start a new year and see what the year holds. Absolutely.
You know, I always start my new year on my birthday, so technically I'm not in this new year mood just yet. And my birthday's in February.
That.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's a good one. I have to consider that one.
Well, Ronan, why don't you let everyone know what they're listening to?
Shout Back with Nicole Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
This is a special edition of Shout Back with Nicole Bloom, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, and you're listening to LA Talk Radio, and we're doing a year in review here on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. And of course, 2010 brought us the new segment, Shout Back with Nicole Bloom. How are you doing, Nikki?
I'm doing wonderful.
Don't you just love your little jingle?
I do. Absolutely. I love it. I got to put that onto my phone.
I think we can make that happen. Now, speaking of phones, everyone, there's a free app, so go get it for LA Talk Radio. So you can listen to Max and Friends every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I know that I'm an obsession to some people, you know, and 2010 had some pretty big obsessions. Now, the definition of a 2010 obsession could be a person, a pop culture phenomenon, a political party, a gadget, or a pesty plague. But you know what? I'm going to read you the top 10 obsessions of 2010. So check this out. We have – actually, we'll give – let's start with number 9. I don't like number 10. Number 9 was silly bands. Number 8 was – number 8 was the Tea Party. Number 7 were bed bugs. Now, Nikki, you know, I talk about bed bugs all the time because, you know, I heard a comedian once, I can't even speak, Nikki. I am still so tired from this weekend. A comedian once say, poor people had bed bugs forever. It wasn't until they brought them to the rich when they got pissed and everyone got noticed. And the bed bugs became number 7 on obsessions of 2010.
But like, of course,
number 6 was Facebook. Number 5 was Jersey Shore. Number 4 was Glee. Number 3 for obsessions of 2010 is the iPad. Number 2 was Lindsay Lohan. And the number 1 obsession for 2010, and I'm glad I don't have one, was the iPhone.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Interesting.
Can I talk about one of my favorite ones on that list?
Absolutely. That's why you're here. Shout back.
Silly bands. I don't think as a person, an adult, that it's seeing the silly bands, I said, why didn't I think of this? A rubber band that retains its shape in forms of letters, flowers, stars, hearts, moons. I mean, this is the most incredible, incredible invention, probably one of the most simplest and inexpensive inventions, and somebody is probably making hundreds of millions. Rubber bands that retain their shape.
Of course.
I don't wear them. Everywhere I go, it's incredible. That one is really my favorite one because it was just probably somebody sitting around with an idea. A rubber band that retains its shape. Okay, done.
Well, speaking of, you know, I came up with an idea, Nikki, and we're going to be billionaires. How you doing?
How you doing?
But speaking of billionaires, I want to talk about some people who walked away from 2010, leaving some massive payrolls behind, whether they got fired or whether they got released or whether they just left. You know, people who work 9 to 5 and they do that daily grind, they're just lucky they got a paycheck. And these are some big names who walked away or got fired from some big money. Conan O'Brien, of course, is number 1. Can you believe that whole thing, Nikki?
Yeah, talk about getting the old shaft. Well, you know, I'll tell you something about that. NBC, yeah, they, you know, it was originally working in its right place with Jay Leno in his time slot and Conan in the later time slot. And somebody somewhere made a really, really bad wrong decision at NBC. But as they say, shit happens.
And the show must go on, and he's somewhere else. And then there's Juan Williams, Nikki.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting one, too.
So why don't you brush up and let everybody know about Juan Williams, just in case they didn't know.
Juan Williams, he made that statement about on PBS about the Muslims and racial profiling. And, yeah, that was a big one. You know, you think you have freedom of speech, but you always don't. But, you know, there are inappropriate
That's
things.
That's not true, Nikki, because if you tune into the LA Talk Radio and you heard the Lisa Lampanelli show when I had her on with Max Tucci, we didn't get fired. How you doing, LA Talk Radio? Thank you for our freedom of speech amendment. Thank you very much.
And PBS, when you're on public broadcast, you're supposed to be able to have freedom of speech, but
well, you know what I call PBS? Like PBS is called public bullshit because they don't give you anything public anymore. So now
like
also, you know, 2010 was not the year for money. There's a big financial uprising, the poor deficit, you know, the reforming, the rebuilding, the reassessing, the reconstructing, the recession. You know, they're all different ways of saying the same thing under revolution. So is that happening in America, Nikki?
Well, it has been happening, and it's continuing to happen. So, yeah, that's, you know, I really do hope that 2011 is even at least a little better than 2010 with the way that was going financially. Yes.
Well, you know what? The top five financial uprisings were the healthcare bill at number five, number four, foreclosures, number three, recalls, number two, Wall Street companies, and number one, unemployment. You know, when President Obama sought the White House, his message focused on two themes, hope and change. So I guess the only thing that people are getting is not is exactly that, change, because they're not getting dollar bills. How you doing?
That's the only lots of change that they are getting. Actually, in change for the work, because it's not so good right now, times. Not so good.
Unemployment, number one in financial uprising for 2010. But you know what, Nikki? I can't blame, and I'm going to take the side here. Should I say this? I'm not blaming politicians for people not working, because I was at Wendy's before I came to the studio, and there were applications. So people just don't want to work, because for 99 weeks plus 13, why would you want to work?
I agree. In fact, you know, I'm going to mention I was at this New Year's party, at this house party this past weekend, and I got onto a political conversation with someone that was liberal, and we touched on he thought universal health care was the most brilliant idea.
And I know where you're going, and I wish this person would have the balls to come on the air with you to shout back with you, Nikki Bloom.
Yes, and I brought up the point that if you went to Starbucks, you went to Old Navy, and like you said, Wendy's, if you went for some of these jobs, that they offer health insurance, but there are people that don't want to pay into the health insurance, and those people that don't now want to pay in, they're going to be fined. So people that thought they're getting free health insurance aren't getting free health insurance. In fact, if they don't want it, in the past, you didn't have to pay. It was a choice. Now, if you don't want it, you are going to be fined. So it's interesting, because there are a lot of jobs out there. You're talking about unemployment.
There are.
And
you know what, Nikki?
Yes.
We talked about it last time on Shoutback, so you can check out the archives here, because they're all there. Shoutback with Nico Bloom is in the archives of LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. Check them out. Download them, save them, love them, and listen to them. Nikki, I got to have you give me a quick review of politics for the year of 2010.
Actually, there's a lot of things to discuss, talk about in the politics.
But we don't have much time, so give me your number one for 2010.
Ooh, wow. You know, I have a couple, but my probably favorite thing is Nancy Pelosi, you know, is not going to be in her position anymore. That's probably one of my favorites, but I have a couple. I have the governor.
So give me two more. Come on. Give me another one.
We were talking about cheating and relationships ending, and Governor Sanford of South Carolina was carrying on an affair with a woman in Argentina, and his wife just dumped his ass and wrote a book about it. And when I say more women need to be like her, so in 2011, let's see some more strong, smart, intelligent women make some smart decisions. Those are a couple of my favorite scandalous things. And, you know, we could talk about John Edwards. That's, you know, scandalous. And there's lots of things we could talk about. But, you know, I hope
But you know what, Nikki? The best thing is, with politicians, you know, there's going to be scandals. I think that's what the best thing about them is just waiting for their next scandal to come out. So we'll see what 2011 brings with the politicians and the new scandals, right?
I hope it brings a more prosperous time, and I hope things do turn around, and anything is possible. So, you know, where there's life, there's hope. So let's just, you know, go on that.
And what are your top three things of 2010?
Top three things. I do have to say, since I am very political, I do like what the Tea Party is, you know, is doing and creating an uprising. And I don't know if you know, a lot of listeners, a lot of people know what the Tea Party actually stands for. And, you know, to educate people, taxed enough already, TEA. So I think that's interesting. And
well, it is interesting, because TEA and TSA are three letters that have changed this nation. Because now at TSA, you get in touch from the front of the hand. So that was a big story in 2010.
That's huge. You know, actually, you know, I just traveled. You've been traveling. I just traveled, and I have to say my airport experience was very simple and pleasant. I've had far worse ones when I was on the Homeland Security list as a
pilot,
But I had a simple experience. But then yet again,
and like I always say, Nikki, a terrorist is one who instills terror into people. And you do instill terror into people when it comes to political talk. And that's why you're here on Max and Friends. And that's why I look forward to 2011 with you. I love you, Nikki Bloom. It's been fun recapping 2010. We got to wrap this up because I'm going to have Avery come on just in a bit. So thank you, Nikki Bloom, for recapping 2010 with me.
Thank you. And to everybody, a happy and a healthy new year.
And we'll talk to you soon. Ronan, tell everyone what they were listening to.
Shout Back with Nicole Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
Shout, let it all out. That's a good song. There's my heartbeat because Nikki Bloom always gets it up. And that was Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio's segment of recapping of 2010. We getting Avery on. So Avery, welcome to the show. How you doing? And happy new year.
Happy new year to you too, Max. And happy new year to everybody listening to our show.
So much fun. Well, that's, you know, Nicole Bloom. She's part of the show. But Avery, I want to break it down with you because I know that even though we said some hot topics that you have your list. So what are your, give me your top three of 2010.
Well, my top three, of course, are the sporting events with the 2010 Winter Games in Vancouver and the FIFA World Cup. And then, of course, the natural disaster, Haiti, and the man-made disaster, BP oil spill. And then I like to call this one When the Tears of Hollywood Aren't Enough. So Tiger Woods, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, Mel Gibson, Sarah Ferguson, you know, and all that bit.
Goodness. So, yeah, Mel Gibson was one of my top ones.
Well, we talked about him enough, right? So
oh my
we definitely
God,
had
and
to
Lindsay Lohan. Oh
yeah.
My God.
And
well,
I mean, don't forget the royal engagement too, right? Prince William and Kate Middleton, that's going to be coming up.
Well, that's 2011. We're going to see that marriage. But you know what? There was a great quote, okay, that was sent to me. He's on the show all the time, Joseph Lumpkin. And he said, right here about Max and Friends, we know we're making a difference when we force people to think and become uncomfortable. And that's what we do here on Max and Friends from time to time, not always. But yeah. I got to tell you, there's been some good stuff on this show. But
absolutely.
You know what? You know, just as much as there's, you know, the losers of 2010, there's also the heroes. Mm-hmm. And for me, I got to tell you, 2010 was a great heroic year for, I think, three women. Well, three women, I'm going to give you them right now. Diane Sawyer, she's my new hero with the new show that ABC did with her, Be the Change, Save a Life.
Absolutely.
And of course, the charity that I just adore so much, and I think they're just heroes. They're part of God's Child Project, and they're CasaJackson.org. They're in Guatemala, and they help tons and tons of malnourished children. CasaJackson.org, we're going to have them on in 2011. It's going to be a fun year this year, everyone, so do stay tuned. But and then there's a woman. Her name is Aung San Suu Kyi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but she was, you know, standing up for the whole brutality and political prisoner in Burma. She's like the biggest political prisoner since Nelson Mandela. She won a Nobel Peace Prize. So congratulations. Dr. Karen Wu, she was a general surgeon and she left her high-paying job to devote her skills to help victims of the Taliban in Afghanistan. And then, of course, there's writer, blogger, and sex columnist Dan Savage, and he gets major kudos for doing his video, It Gets Better. Check it out on change.org, and he did his whole campaign for, you know, the LGBT community, that It Gets Better, and who knew that it would be such a phenomenon?
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of so many wonderful things, Avery, what are you looking forward for 2011?
Well, I think that I'm just looking forward to the opportunity checking more things off my list of things to get done, right? And I think it provides a whole new opportunity for us to reflect on the things we've done well and to, you know, I have the philosophy where I have a checklist on and I constantly reflect on it. You know, am I living day to day with integrity? Am I honest? And, you know, all those types of things. And I think it just gives you a new chance to really evaluate yourself and to see what's important to yourself. Right.
Absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, for my top five things that I'm looking forward for 2011, number five, I can't wait to hear what music is going to come out this year. For number four,
yes.
I can't wait to see who will be the 2011 heroes because I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I'm looking forward to the OWN Network, Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yes.
And number two, I'm looking forward to what's going to happen here at LA Talk Radio, because there's so much going on here
at
LA Talk Radio.
That was on my list, too. I was like, me joining Max and Friends. That was a big thing.
Because we're Aquarians. We share the same birthday. Yeah. You know, and the number one thing that I'm looking forward to for 2011, and I can't tell you much about it, but it's a new Twitter, okay? And I, along with who we just had on the show, Nico Bloom, along with my cousin Tony, have come up with what's going to be the new Twitter. And y'all get ready, because it's going to be off the hook, and we need to spread it like herpes, because we want everyone to have it. So stay tuned for that. Now, you know what, Avery? I only find it appropriate in a year in review to give a major shout out to everyone that we've had on our show.
Absolutely.
So everyone, bear with me just one moment, and I'm going to give you a list in a year in review from all my guests on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. I have to give a major shout out and major thanks to Dina and Greg, Colby Cole, Melky John, Audra Irwin, Chester C., Maria Papapetros, Tino Ola, Ilu, Joseph Lumpkin, Frankie Lee Official, Dr. Rodney, Malik Soshik, Yvette Lopez, Josh Erston, LaQuisha, Ari Gold, Luke Nero, Soundboy Cartagena, Sophie B. Hawkins, Thomas Hibner, Susan Kirby, Swami G, Knight, Andrew Allen, Lunel, y'all know Lunel, I love Lunel, that was a great show, Kid Gashi, of course, he's climbing in your windows, Antoine Dotson, Melissa Johnson, Greg Chabelle, the GPS girl, Karen Jacobson, mm-hmm. Mama Makeup, by the way, happy birthday, Mama Makeup, today's your birthday, Guy Blues, Steph Lang, Paul Sterling, my astrologer, L, Nico Bloom, my niece, Lily, Kuba Ohms, Nakisha Michelle, Summer Law, of course, my big sister, who I love now, Lisa Lampanelli, Nora Marler, Duncan Penn from Barry Life, Farron Sanya, and of course, my favorite, I love you, Rolanda Watts, Avery Graham, and of course, Tamara Bowman, who will be back. Her father, our prayers go out to you, Tamara Bowman. You know, we know your father's going through some tough medical times in his life, but you know what? You are his shining star, Tamara, just like you're ours here. We miss you. Get yourself together, collect your thoughts, save your voice, and just love your father as we are sending out our prayers and best wishes for him. Absolutely. Thank you all so much. That was a good list. We had a great year 2010 of Max and Friends, and of course Avery joined the show, so
thanks.
It was really it was a good year 2010 right here on Max and Friends, and of course the whole year, Avery, you know where it is, it's in the LA Talk Radio archives.
Absolutely.
And I gotta tell you, without Ronan, this show wouldn't be where it is. So I give Ronan the biggest shout out, because whenever there's a little bit of a technical difficulty, or there's a guest that's late, or there's music that needs to be played, or Ronan, what are people listening to right now? Or when we need to give my show a plug with Max and Friends by our girl, who I love, Monroe King. Ronan is the man that hits the buttons, pulls up the mics, gets y'all on the show. So a big thank you, Ronan, because without you, this show is not possible. Because, you
Thanks,
I'm on the road, and Delta.com gets me to where I need to go. And
Absolutely.
I'm rarely in the LA Talk Radio studios. And they are
Variety Cruises.
And of course, Variety Cruises. And a major shout out to Sam, who owns LA Talk Radio. You're a visionary, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do with LA Talk Radio in 2011. And the only place where you're going to find out what's going on is by tuning in to latalkradio.com, or get it on your phones, because it is the most wonderful radio network, I think, ever. Don't you? Because you can say what you want when you want. It's LA Talk Radio.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you all.
We
do say what we want. Thank you so much for a wonderful year of radio. I don't know what to say. I'm like speechless, which never happens. But you know what? LA Talk Radio, it's what it is. It's the place to be. It's entertaining. It's cool. Max and Friends, I'm your host, Max Tucci. I'm always going to be here on Sunday nights, unless we get so big that I'm going to be on every morning. But we'll see what happens. Or every night. I don't care. Whichever you want to do. But Avery, you're going to be by my side. So we're going to do it, because we have a lot of fun. And everyone, just have an amazing 2011. My motto for this year is do it. Whatever you didn't do in 2010, 2009, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do it this year, because you know what? We have one life, one love, and we got to do it. Awesome. Happy 2011. Stay tuned for what, Avery? What's coming up after the show?
Stay tuned for CBS News. They're on after us.
And
only
you know
on
what?
LA Talk Radio.
Only on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. Avery, say goodnight, then I'll say my goodnight.
All right. Well, good night, everybody. And hopefully we'll be talking soon. And happy New Year's to you all, and especially to my Canadian listeners. And I want to make a big shout out to Dan. Okay. That's me.
There you go. And you know what, everyone? Thank you so much. And remember to take life to the max in 2011. And I just love you all for listening. Keep coming back for more. And if you missed any part of this show and you want to hear more, get our archives. They're there. Have a wonderful 2011, everyone. Take life to the max and do it. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and here comes a new year and new shows and great guests. Love you all. Ronan, tell them what they were listening to.
Good night,
everyone.